It's 8:30 on 88.5 KPLU, streaming at kplu.org. Good morning. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.
And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Edgar Martinez. Swung on and lined down the left field line for a base hit. Here comes Joy. Here is Junior to third base. They're going to wave him in. The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it. It just continues. My, oh, my.
The voice of the late, great Dave Niehaus. And for nearly 20 years, this event had been regarded as the single greatest moment in Seattle sports history. Then last Sunday, this happened.
Lynch in the backfield in a pistol formation. Wide receivers to either side. Russell takes the snap. Drops back. He's going to throw down the middle. He's got a man. The ball is caught.
Game over,
it
baby.
It is a touchdown. The game is over. The Seahawks are going back to the Super Bowl.
So does that moment surpass the Edgar double of 1995? I'm joined live by fellow sports fan, KPLU's Kevin Kniestad. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kirsten.
Well, we're here to discuss these two great moments in Seattle sports history, and we also got KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel involved. His vote is for the Mariners moment because of what was at stake.
In 95, the fate of baseball in Seattle was at stake when Edgar Martinez hit his famous double in Game 5, the final game of the series, to drive in Ken Griffey Jr. As Lou Piniella put it so eloquently, that was the hit, the run, the game, and the season that saved baseball in Seattle.
Well, Kevin, do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. And I think we're all kind of riding high right now off this big Seahawks win. But, you know, we kind of have this expectation now that the Seahawks win. And back in 1995, I think what kind of gives the Mariners the edge is there were no expectations whatsoever. Up until 95, the Mariners only had two winning seasons in the history of their organization. They were 13 games out of first place in August, late in the season. And even going into this playoff series, they lost the first two games of this best of five, so they had to win all of the rest of the games in this series just to stay alive. The Yankees brought in their best pitcher after taking a 4-2 lead late in the game, and then this double happened. So there were no expectations of this team, which is kind of why I give them the edge.
Well, and you and I were talking about this yesterday in preparation for talking about this morning, and you were mentioning that there was such a wide gap of and a lack of success among Seattle sports teams. You had the Sonics championship in 79, and then there was this moment in 95. There's just been such a large gap of nothing.
I was born 2 months after the Sonics won the championship, so all I knew for 16 years of my life was failure with Seattle sports. So I remember watching this game in my parents' basement. And you know, we kind of hold on to these images in Seattle of these big sports moments. And I was watching this game. And, of course, Edgar lines this ball down the left field line. Griffey comes tearing around home. And then the camera just had to be perfect to catch Griffey at the bottom of that pile, looking up, almost looking into the camera with that big grin on his face. And that's one of those moments we've been talking about for the last 20 years. Now, will we still be talking about the Seahawks win for the next 20 years? Probably. But I still give that edge to the Mariners.
And speaking of images, the image of Russell Wilson kind of breaking down and crying after the game, and you know, Michael Bennett riding around on a Seattle police officer's bicycle. Some great images from Sunday's game as well.
Russell Wilson is already baby-faced enough, but when you see him with this oversized NFC Championship t-shirt over his shoulder pads and these tears streaming down his face with the black, you know, the black reflection liner under his eyes, it's just kind of this moment that I don't think anybody's going to stop talking about for a long time. And of course, Michael Bennett borrowing a Seattle police officer's bicycle to drive around and salute the fans. That was a great moment, too, that I think everybody's going to remember.
Well, even though a lot of people say the Mariners moment stays at number one on the list for them, Art Thiel says the Seahawks' amazing comeback is a strong number two.
So what the Seahawks did is really, for a single game, the most absurd outcome I've ever seen. And then I think it is going to be in the Seattle sports pantheon for a long time, discussed by many fans. Were you there? What did you see? And we're going to have a talker for decades.
All right, Kevin, thanks for coming and talking about this today.
My pleasure.